Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
There's such a wide area. When you look at that radar, the way they track this with the beacon trackers and airplanes, they send out a signal every 2 seconds so that, you know, it's widely known via, you know, tracking companies, via airport officials, via the airliner. They know exactly where this thing is at any given moment. That, along with your standard radar, indicated that this airplane was about 2 hours into flight and over the Gulf of Thailand, but it made a turn, perhaps turning towards the west, towards the northwestern part of the Malaysian Peninsula, and perhaps on the other side of it, into the Strait of Malacca. That is where the search has widened. Now we've got crews and search boats and airplanes and fixed-wing aircraft and helicopters looking in the Strait of Malacca. So the search is widened. You're now talking thousands of square miles.
There's reporter Jeff Manasso commenting on the widening search for that missing Malaysian aircraft, the disappearance and the search for Flight 370, number one this week on our weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome into yet another overview of the hot hits, the top 10 items, top 10 talk topics, if you will, determined by the folks at Talkers Magazine, which is a part of Talkers.com. Go there every day of the week. So let's see how the list has been determined and what's there. At number 10, the interview with the father of the Sandy Hook shooter, U.S. policy toward marijuana usage. Number 9, the GM recall. CIA Senate monitoring allegation from Senator Feinstein and others. Number 7 this week. Number 6, Snowden showing up in America, in a manner of speaking. Winter weather, global warming. Number 5. Number 4, health care. Number 3, what's happening between the Russians and the Ukrainians. Number 2, the aftermath of the CPAC convention in Washington and the disappearance of Malaysian Airlines Flight 370. Number 1 this week on the countdown. So let's pursue that, because we'll take a listen to a number of things, starting at the number 1 spot. Steve Simpson here with former U.S. Airways pilot Captain Joe Henderson. They discuss what Henderson thinks could have happened to cause the plane to seemingly disappear.
How does a plane just disappear like this?
Well, we're all scratching our heads over this one, because it's just very hard to imagine. It's a large airplane. It has had a very good safety record. It was like 2 hours into the flight, cruising at 35,000 feet. Apparently the weather was good, the initial investigations are indicating it might have tried to turn back, maybe heading back to its point of departure. But you just don't kind of grasp how this could happen suddenly. Whatever happened, it was quick and it was catastrophic.
Well, the other thing that I know you and I have talked over the years, that takeoff and landing are the two most dangerous points. We normally don't hear about planes just dropping out of the sky, right?
That's exactly right.
Does it say something to you, obviously, that there was apparently no distress call, no distress signal? When you say something catastrophic, my brain immediately goes to an explosion of some sort. That wouldn't necessarily be terrorism, though, right?
No, not necessarily. But you certainly are very suspicious. Some type of explosion or disintegration. It could have been a failure, you know, a structural failure. This airplane, when it was initially introduced, not long after it was introduced, they lost both engines on an approach to London, but it was found that there was ice and it was picking up ice inside the fuel system. That's been fixed. And everybody survived that. It landed about 1,000 feet short. So aside from that incident, I think it was in 2008, the airplane was introduced in 1995. It's had a very good safety record.
And what kind of an aircraft? What kind of an aircraft is it?
It's a twin-engine, long-range intercontinental aircraft. It'll fly up about 7,000 miles, and it's able to fly 3 hours. It's by regulation, it can fly on one engine for 3 hours to reach an airport anywhere in the world. So you have multiple redundant safety features.
So if one engine goes out, you got another, and so on and so forth.
Right, right. And if both of them go out, you can try to get them restarted, and that can happen. But it's just mind-boggling. Some type of disintegration, some type of explosion, and so we're looking to get the debris and try to find the black boxes, which are good for 30 days, hopefully. The water is not very deep there. One report I read is about 600 feet. It's certainly not what the Air France flight off of Brazil experienced when they took 2 years to locate that flight data recorder and cockpit voice recorder.
Up next, more on the disappearance and the search for the Malaysian airliner. You're listening to the weekly review of Talk Radio. It is, interestingly enough, called the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
This eczema is driving me crazy. All I do is... No matter what I use on this dry, itchy, red skin, I can't stop...
Introducing the first eczema lotion from Cortisone 10. It contains the strongest non-prescription itch medicine to relieve this... Plus, 7 moisturizers to help heal severe dry skin. Once you start using it, you'll stop this... For good.
Ah, that's better.
New Cortisone 10 Eczema Lotion. Feel the heal.
Right now until March 18th, the flooring experts at Lumber Liquidators have huge deals going to fit any taste or budget. Like donor oak laminate for an amazing 39 cents a square foot. Beautiful carbonized bamboo for just $139. Even spectacular Bellawood pre-finished Bolivian rosewood for an incredible $299 a square foot. Pick up free samples at hundreds of stores nationwide, plus special financing available and easy professional installation or expert advice for DIYers. But hurry, this sale ends March 18th. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Remember how bad your allergies were last year? When they hit again, be prepared with new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour, the first full-strength 24-hour prescription nasal spray available without a prescription. Unlike antihistamines, it blocks more of the body's chemical responses that cause nasal allergy symptoms, relieving the worst of them, including congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed, may take up to 1 week of daily use to feel the most symptom relief.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Here's something you don't hear on the radio every day. Someone who can't see. I am totally blind, and I go through periods where I'm unable to sleep at night and feel like I'm constantly running but can never quite catch up. But this isn't a sleep problem. It's something called Non-24. Learn about the link between total blindness and your symptoms. Visit learnmorenon24.com or call 855-856-2424.
Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
Continuing with the TRCS, I'm DS, Doug Steffen, on the Countdown Show. We're moving up from number 1 to number 10, according to the list from Talkers Magazine, the top 10 talk topics of the week, starting at number 1, which is the disappearance and the search for the Malaysian airliner. Let's listen to this excerpt from a conversation held by host John Justice, who appears on our affiliate in Tucson, The Truth. The discussion about counterterrorism with expert David Gardenstein Ross. Was there terrorism? Could that have played a role in the situation with the missing plane?
We know at this point virtually nothing. I want to leave it open sort of at first to just your comments on the current situation as it is. Is there anything that sticks out to you on any level of this story that you want to comment on before I ask you my questions?
The things that stick out to me are, number one, just how little intelligence they have about what actually happened. And number two, when I've been putting this together, trying to construct what happened, and as you said, very little information, my assumptions are, number one, unfortunately, I have a very pessimistic outlook as to what has likely happened to the plane. When it's gone for this long, I certainly hope for the best, but my inclination is to think that what has happened is close to probably the worst. The second thing is, there's a lot of discussion about terrorism, but my working assumption, and, it's only an assumption, right? Facts could change this. But my working assumption is that this was not an act of terrorism.
Is there any level of understanding that you could provide that maybe we're missing? I mean, it seemed as if early on a lot of the assumptions that were being made on this missing jet were sort of based off of what our American knowledge of investigations, the NTSB, how it works. And I'm just wondering if perhaps something's getting lost in translation in terms of the way that other countries, the Malaysian government or even China releasing the photos, if the way that they handle situations like this is different than what we're used to here in the United States.
Well, one, there's two things. One is probably everyone understands this, but Malaysia has far less capacity than either China or the United States, which is you know, one reason that there's a lot of finger pointing going on right now. The second thing is that the U.S. tends to be fairly open about what intelligence information it has when there's a crash like this. It's also clear that China is very hesitant to provide information that the United States would get about its own capabilities. And so that's another thing that has hindered the investigation and hindered our ability to get information.
Here's host Scott Sloan with aviation expert Patrick Smith. They discuss all the conflicting reports in the news media suggesting the plane was hundreds of miles off course and headed in the wrong direction, so that it's now the Indian Ocean where they're looking for perhaps possible wreckage.
This is really, really unusual considering the time in which we live. We're connected all the time to everything.
Yeah, it's unusual, and it's getting stranger and stranger by the hour. The last report I heard said that military authorities have now come forth saying they tracked the missing Malaysia Airlines plane for something like 500 miles after contact was initially lost by air traffic control. Now, I have an anti-speculation rule where I hate throwing out
sure.
conjecture and theories because mm-hmm. always in these cases, what people first come up with turns out to be either totally wrong or at best very incomplete. So that being said, it is looking to me, I'm just getting a sense that something very strange happened. I don't want to use the H word, hijacking,
yeah.
but it's things are pointing that way at this point.
Hmm. I pointed out this the other day. I said, you know, I talked to someone in the FBI. They said that off the record, obviously, is that they couldn't find a heat signature. And as you know, NORAD, they have these big global maps. And if someone is launching a missile, we're able to tell instantly because of the heat signatures, you know, like heat-seeking missiles work. Well, they went and looked at the time, and there was no explosion. They couldn't find anything over that area of the world that would indicate that there was an explosion in midair. So, now whether that's confirmed or not, true to be made, but that's why I kind of went yesterday with you here. I'm like, man, is it possible for the pilot and the flight crew? What would it take for the flight crew to be able to maybe take the plane themselves and land it somewhere? I mean, is that even possible?
It's conceivable. It's unlikely, but it is conceivable. And then investigators are also saying that the plane's transponder signal, now that's a location and altitude signal that mm-hmm. is tracked by air traffic controllers on the ground, at least when over land, not necessarily over the oceans. Anyway, it suddenly disappeared. Now, that would indicate either a sudden loss of power, as would happen, say, during an in-flight explosion, a bomb, mm-hmm. or an in-flight breakout. But if that had been the case, why is there no wreckage? And what's to explain this 500-mile deviation mm-hmm. that allegedly occurred? There could have been a complete loss of electrical power, which would render the transponder inoperative, and then the plane continued on for that many miles out of contact. That's a weird one. Or was the device switched off intentionally during a hijacking?
Well, that's
or
the thing.
Was there some rogue crew element to this? I really tend to doubt that, but, you know, none of those things is likely.
Up next, we will move into CPAC City, manner of speaking, and what will happen in the Ukraine this weekend, all part of our hot hits list on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter Fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
I'm Doug Steffen here, number two on this week's Talk Radio Review, the aftermath of last week's big convention, the CPAC convention in Washington. Here's host Vinny Penn talking to reporter Frank Mongiello. They discuss Senator Paul's winning the straw poll at the CPAC convention.
So no surprises there.
Well, I mean, Rand Paul came out on top.
Yep.
But, you know, I got to be pretty skeptical of the straw polls.
Okay.
Any poll that could be fixed, Ron Paul, his father, used to win.
Yeah.
So I kind of think they tried to stack the audience a bit.
Huh.
So he got 31% of the vote. Then it dropped off. Ted Cruz got 11. Ben Carson, 9. But Ben Carson had people that are kind of campaigning for him. Chris Christie, 8. And Rick Santorum, 7.
Oh, I didn't even see Christie's name. I figured, I didn't even think he showed up.
No, of course he was there.
No, I know that. I didn't think there was any fanfare after he spoke. Tell me about the speeches, Frank.
I mean, Christie gave a speech that we talked about. He gave a very positive speech. He talked a lot about Chris Christie. He talked about how he reformed pensions in New Jersey. And I thought that was, you know, he struck the right tone.
He did. I heard one soundbite saying how what we need to do, changing our image, is stop talking about everything that's wrong and only focus on what we've got right.
I think a lot of the speeches were about, you know, striking a positive chord. I think, you know, the one that kind of struck me, the one that jumped out at me was Rick Santorum.
Yeah.
And I think if you look at sort of the history of Republican politics, the runner-up in the last primary tends to be the nominee in the next primary. That was Ronald Reagan. That was Bush 41. That was John McCain and Mitt Romney. So Rick Santorum was number two. So I think he's got to be looking at him seriously. But he talked about striking the right tone. He talked about being positive. And talking to people, working Americans, he said, stop using the term middle class, because that's sort of a class warfare Marxist term.
Russia and the Ukraine, number three on our countdown overview. From our affiliate WAYY in Eau Claire, Wisconsin, host John Murphy talks to Senator Ron Johnson, who goes over to this area this weekend, into the Ukraine, into Crimea, with a bunch of other senators. They discuss what we ought to be doing about what's going on there.
Where do you think we're at right now, and what does the future look like?
We're actually in a pretty dangerous place. I've been tracking this quite some time. I'm the ranking member of the European Subcommittee on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, so this has certainly been on our radar screen. Actually, we're leaving tonight, 8 senators going over to Ukraine, primarily just to show our support for those courageous people, the courageous citizens of Ukraine who actually hunger for freedom and a democratic and a corrupt, you know, a corruption-free form of government, which has been, you know, really a problem. They've been saddled with that primarily as just a holdover from the corruption of the Soviet Union. And of course, President Putin or Vladimir Putin has seized an opportunity, a moment of weakness, and he's totally exploited it, and it's very dangerous. You know, he has no legal basis for doing it. His justification was made up of whole cloth, and our concern now is, does he have greater ambitions? Is he going to continue to expand his control over additional regions in eastern Ukraine? So this is where I think America has to speak with one voice. America and our European allies have to remain united. We need to make sure that Vladimir Putin pays a cost for this so that he doesn't feel that he can take an additional move with impunity, because that's really what he pretty well calculated after not much pushback from his movement into Georgia. That was, you know, during a change of administration, basically. And then President Obama famously did the reset, which has been an utter failure. And so Vladimir Putin just kind of looks to the West as a pushover, takes these very dangerous actions with impunity. We've got to make sure that he realizes that he can't go any further.
Obamacare and global warming. You'd like to probably know more about those conversations. If you haven't heard much, we'll update you there, because they're in our focus as the Talk Radio Countdown show rolls along.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's time to get your green on with the great green sale from Freeze Dry Guy. Now through St. Patrick's Day, March 17th, cases of delicious freeze-dried vegetables, green beans, and green peas are now on sale at veteran-owned freezedryguy.com. You don't need to be Irish to feel like you have pots of gold with a healthy supply of these delicious, nutritious green vegetables. They're perfect for your emergency preparedness needs or outdoor activities, from camping to RV travel. Green beans and green peas, easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and now easier than ever to buy. How about some green backs in your wallet or purse just for ordering? Act now, and Freeze Dry Guy will give you $25 in survival bucks for every case you purchase by St. Paddy's Day. So get your green on now, veggie lovers. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
Talk Radio Countdown.
The hot hits, the week in review on talk radio, political talk radio, issue-oriented news talk radio, whatever you want to call it. I'm Doug Steffen, doing the work from the perspective of folks at Talkers Magazine, at Talkers.com. Number four in the countdown, Obamacare, healthcare, et cetera, et cetera. Here's host Rick Daniels talking to healthcare analyst Barbara Hutchinson about the upcoming deadline for you to sign up for healthcare insurance.
Is it the end of this month where the deadline is you have to sign up for healthcare insurance or healthcare coverage?
It certainly is. March 31st is the end of the open enrollment period for this spring. And if one doesn't sign up by then and is supposed to, then one will be subject to the penalty when filing 2014 taxes. The next open enrollment period, I believe, opens December 1st. So now that.
Is this one of those deals where they say you've got to sign up by the end of March? So if I wait until March 30th and go to sign up, am I still going to be able to get insurance in, or do I need to do this basically now?
I would suggest doing it now, just given the history of some of the issues with the system. But one should be able to sign up until midnight, March 31st, by going online to healthcare.gov. But there are documents that are required sometimes that have to be scanned and sent in. If everybody's waiting until March 31st, we may have a repeat of issues with the website. So my suggestion is if you intend to sign up and you haven't, I would start working on that today.
Yeah, just do it.
Winter weather and global warming, number five on the countdown, the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Here's host Brian Schimming with Dan Gaynor from the Media Research Center about the way the news media has covered the debate over global warming. Is it the same old, in other words?
When you look at the coverage of global warming, we have a quick montage of some of the coverage, and it sounds a little bit jumbled, but listen to this.
Roy Spencer admits his view is out of the scientific mainstream.
What can be done about it, Professor?
Well,
anything we can actually do about it?
Well, the bad news is that the North Polar region continues to rise in temperature.
Host skeptic Dr. Fred Singer.
There are so many scientists who disagree with what you're saying. The IPCC, NASA, NOAA, the National Academy of Sciences, American Association for the Advancement of Science, the American Geophysical Union, the American...
How do you think there isn't a greater sense of urgency out here in the real world about climate change?
I wonder, because the coverage all the time is that the world's about to fry to a cinder because we're not doing anything about this. It got warmer here for a few days over the weekend. I'm sure it was climate change, although it's going to snow tonight.
Yeah, that's the way to portray it. What they are so in lockstep with Democrats in Congress and lefty eco-nuts that they might as well basically be wearing the same uniform. Congress, the Democrats in Congress got together to do this, I love your expression, the one-night stand on climate change. Because what they're trying to do is screw the American people. They got together to placate one donor, not to deal with a national issue, not to produce a bill. They did street theater to basically keep Paul Steyer happy because he's committed $100 billion to climate change propaganda to convince the American public. And they know what that means is, that's money he's going to throw into Democratic campaigns to defeat Republicans. It's a fraud to call him focused on climate change. He is focused on getting Democrats elected, and he's using climate change to get it done.
And that's all it is. I mean, let's face it, that's all it is.
Everything they always want is power. They want power in Congress so they can control your lives. They want power over your lives because they know how to better run your life. So we looked at this. So you and I have talked about climate change, climate denial, global warming, global warming, whatever you want to call it, for years. But we looked and said, okay, let's see how neutral the major media were. ABC, CBS, and NBC. We're going to go back in and look. See, when's the last time you had a scientist? Not just some dude, not somebody who's a politician like Senator Inhofe, but some person who actually is a scientist who disagrees with the major, particularly with the climate alarmists. Well, for ABC and CBS, it's been more than 1,300 days. I mean, it's astonishing. And NBC is only slightly better. And NBC, the last time they ran somebody, was they re-ran a clip of Fred Singer, and that was from 2 years earlier. They don't want to have anybody. There are tons of scientists who disagree with the major media. But they don't appear in the major media because they're trying to bully us with science by consensus, which is not the way science works.
Up next, Edward Snowden appears in America. The CIA and scrutiny of what's happening, members of the Senate Intelligence Committee. And, geez, what the heck's going on with General Motors cars? That's all up next here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
This eczema is driving me crazy. All I do is... No matter what I use on this dry, itchy, red skin, I can't stop...
Introducing the first eczema lotion from Cortisone 10. It contains the strongest non-prescription itch medicine to relieve this... Plus 7 moisturizers to help heal severe dry skin. Once you start using it, you'll stop this... For good.
Ah, that's better.
New Cortisone 10 Eczema Lotion. Feel the heal.
Right now until March 18th, the flooring experts at Lumber Liquidators have huge deals going to fit any taste or budget. Like donor oak laminate for an amazing 39 cents a square foot. Beautiful carbonized bamboo for just $139. Even spectacular Bellawood pre-finished Bolivian rosewood for an incredible $299 a square foot. Pick up free samples at hundreds of stores nationwide, plus special financing available and easy professional installation or expert advice for DIYers. But hurry, this sale ends March 18th. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Remember how bad your allergies were last year? When they hit again, be prepared with new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour, the first full-strength 24-hour prescription nasal spray available without a prescription. Unlike antihistamines, it blocks more of the body's chemical responses that cause nasal allergy symptoms, relieving the worst of them, including congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. May take up to 1 week of daily use to feel the most symptom relief.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest-growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Here's something you don't hear on the radio every day. Someone who can't see. I am totally blind, and I go through periods where I'm unable to sleep at night and feel like I'm constantly running but can never quite catch up. But this isn't a sleep problem. It's something called Non-24. Learn about the link between total blindness and your symptoms. Visit learnmorenon24.com or call 855-856-2424.
Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
March is the month to experience the greatest feeling on earth at Guitar Center's Green Tag event. And the sale just got better with more deals added. I'm talking about a new guitar, amp, pedal, or whatever you need for at least 50% off list. Like a PV5-in-1 electric guitar pack for just $89. Or a 10-pack of drumsticks for just $9. Seriously, spot the Green Tags and get crazy deals. Get to Guitar Center to find tons of Green Tag deals throughout the store now through Sunday.
I'm Doug Steffen. Happy to have you along, as usual. Number six, Edward Snowden, with, I think, very interesting appearance at the South by Southwest Festival in Austin, Texas. Some of the talk radio callers we heard on various programs and what they have to say about Snowden being on the bill of fare there at the conference, or the festival, whatever it's called.
I'm glad they're letting him speak. And this government of ours is so corrupt, and they're running like a bunch of chickens with their head cut off because they're afraid what he might say. And like they said, they would interview the NSA, but they won't come on because this government is so secretive that we have no idea what they're really doing. We're not free and we're not open with the American people.
The extreme hypocrisy of Edward Snowden whining about, oh, the Americans are spying on everybody. Listen, Russia is monitoring his very thoughts, okay? Not just his phone calls and whatever else. And also, he was not forced to leave America. No. If he was really concerned about what's going on here, he should have stood before a congressional hearing and said, this and that and the other. But where does he go? Oh, my God, this great bastion of freedom, Russia. And before that, China. I mean, there is something very wrong here for people thinking that this man is an American hero and he's in the very country that is trying to get the world on the brink of another war.
That guy, Edward Snowden, is a traitor. You're going to go over there in China, in Russia, and tell our business what's going on there, what the government's been doing to us. I knew that in the 50s, way a long time ago. You don't go and talk on the phone about killing anybody or doing that kind of stuff. And I hope you do, because they need to catch you. You know what I mean? I don't mind about them spying on me on my phone records, because I'm not trying to hurt anybody. And I hope they catch every one of you that's out there trying to plot against this nation. You know, I love my American freedom, and with the technology these people have, how are we going to, they bombard us in 9/11. I mean, come on, people. This guy should have talked to us here. We would have heard what he had to say to us.
I consider Edward Snowden some kind of a hero because he's taken the chance to get information out there about the wrongs and corruption going on that's really being perpetrated on the American people. And it's people like Edward Snowden and those other people that's the only way we're going to be able to fix this stuff. And anybody that wants to shut that down and do business behind closed doors where the American people don't know what's going on, that's the ones that I would want those dang doors opened up and find out what's really happening, because there's just too much corruption, there's too much lies, and there's too much warmongering going on out here. The American people is not going to have a leg to stand on if we keep spying on everybody in the world. It's not going to be long before you have the whole world coming down on the United States, in my opinion.
The CIA monitoring allegation, number 7 on the countdown. Here's host John Hines talking to Rebecca Sinderlin from Politico.com about Senator Feinstein's accusation that the CIA is spying on her and other people in the Senate.
This is just a crazy-sounding story that now the CIA, at least in some camps, has been accused of sort of spying on or blocking some of the efforts of the U.S. Senate.
Well, I mean, it was an extraordinary set of remarks by Senator Feinstein in the Senate, essentially exactly what she said, accusing the CIA of spying on the Senate in its review of CIA practices. And so you hardly ever see, particularly from Senator Feinstein, who, you know, tends to be a strong defender of the national security establishment, for her to come out and in such strong language take aim at the agency that way was pretty extraordinary.
And all of this comes about because the Senate is looking at the CIA's treatment of terrorism suspects during the Bush administration, George W. Bush administration.
That's right. And our reporter, Josh Gerstein, today, he had gotten a Freedom of Information Act request and gotten thousands of CIA emails. And so he's taken a look at some of the internal discussion. Of course, this has been redacted, but some of the internal discussion around this review, and some of what he found was that, you know, people within the CIA actually had some misgivings about the way this review was being conducted, that they felt as though it was possible that, you know, the review was going beyond the mandate of what had been set for it.
And what Feinstein was saying basically here was that the CIA was snooping on Senate staffers by examining computers they used and looking at part of this, and therefore essentially sort of blocking this progress of this investigation.
And of course, you know, you have this pushback from the CIA, not, you know, very specific pushback, but at the same time in saying, you know, that you have the Brennan coming out and saying that they were not spying on the Senate. But of course, you know, the interesting thing is that what it seems as though this review, this internal CIA review, was initially intended to do was merely to kind of figure out what it was that they were handing over to the Senate. And what it turned into was something a bit bigger. It seemed as though there were policy objectives and other things that were being drawn in, and there were people within the CIA who were saying it may be time to slow down just a bit and take a look at what it is that we're doing here.
Number 8 on the countdown, the General Motors recall. Here's host Steve Courtney talking to Congressman Fred Upton of Michigan about an investigation that's led to a recall. It goes back over 10 years.
A House panel will investigate the response of General Motors and U.S. regulators to consumer complaints about that ignition switch failure that led to the recall of 1.6 million vehicles. And, by the way, it linked to at least 13 deaths. The House Energy and Commerce Committee will explore whether the automaker or the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration missed something that could have flagged these problems a little bit sooner.
Sad to report, of course, this news, and we're anxious to get to the bottom of it, that's for sure. And I got to say, it really stems from the investigation that I helped lead more than 10 years ago, and that was with the Firestone tire issue. And at the time, we identified the problem. We went after it. And one of the charges that our committee has, whether it's led by myself or John Dingell, former chairman of the committee, you identify problems and then you come back with legislation to fix it. And that's exactly what we did. We passed the TREAD Act, which was enacted in 2000, so almost 14 years ago now. And it requires that the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the automakers, literally within 5 days of complaints, begin to look and see if there really is a problem that's associated with a particular mechanism in that vehicle. And it appears, at least on the surface, that in fact GM knew for well over a decade that there were problems leading to deaths. Hundreds of cases, a number of more than 30 accidents, 13 deaths for sure that are linked. And we have started an investigation. We've asked both NHTSA as well as GM to respond to the same questions that we sent in a bipartisan manner earlier this week. And the deadline's next week. We'll look through those materials and decide what course to take.
Up next, marijuana and the father of the Sandy Hook shooter gets interviewed next on the Talk Radio Countdown Show for this week.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Dougaroo, as some of my friends like to call me in the radio business. Doug Steffen, number 9 on the countdown, on the review, is our policy nationally toward the usage of marijuana. Here are our host Dave Ross and Colleen O'Brien talking to Colorado reporter Corey Lopez about the money Colorado made in the first month of the legalization of marijuana sales.
If you count all the taxes and then the permitting fees, the total comes in at $3.5 million for the month of January. Is that what you expected?
That is, with the number of shops that were open in January, that's about what was expected, at least from a lot of the people that were looking at the numbers. It's about 59 shops that were open in January, but at this point, as we start to move into March, we're over 100 shops that are open, and they think by the end of the year, there's going to be about 200 shops that'll be able to legally sell marijuana. So they think they're right on track. Nobody's jumping for joy here with the government, but they'll take the extra $2 million+. For the first month, they got $2 million with 59 shops that are open. So you start to put all that together, it's going to be in the millions of dollars. There was one group here with Sensible Colorado who was saying that this is going to turn out to be a $1 billion business. Certainly not $1 billion for the state in taxes, but an awful lot of money.
Now, Corey, we're all looking at you, the states, Washington right. State for sure, as Colorado kind of susses out the situation with legal marijuana. What's gone well, and what has sort of been the most difficult part about this situation?
Well, I think things have gone pretty well, particularly when it comes down to figuring out how to make this work with the legal selling, as opposed to what happened with the medical marijuana just a few years ago here. The state was playing catch up at that point. Right now, it appears that the state of Colorado really was able to get out ahead of this. And again, the number of shops that are going to continue to open on the first day when there was shops that were allowed to sell marijuana legally, there were only about 6 to 8 shops that were open. They figured out what they did wrong with medical marijuana, because just hundreds of shops just popped up everywhere. And now they've been able to kind of control things a little bit better. Nobody's jumping for joy about it, but again, they'll take the extra revenue, but they also know that many states are watching right now. This is kind of a test case.
Number 10 on the TRCS Talk Radio Countdown Show this week, the interview the father of the Sandy Hook shooter gave. Here's host Bill Handel talking about what the father had to say, the shooter's father had to say in this interview. First time he was interviewed since the tragedy took place in December of 2012.
Since the shooting, he hasn't
dealt with the press. He's avoided the press. But for the first time, he actually gave a very lengthy interview in the New Yorker to a gentleman by the name of Andrew Solomon. And I have the article in front of me, and I'm going to refer to it. As a matter of fact, I'm going to read parts of it verbatim. And the reason is because his dad, Peter Lanz's own words, are far, far stronger than anything I can bring to the table. All right. So he says in the article he hadn't seen his son, Adam, for 2 years at the time of the killings. And even with hindsight, he doesn't think the catastrophe could have been predicted. Now, he thinks, constantly thinks about what he could have done differently. And he wishes he had pushed harder to see Adam, because Adam would not see him. Any variation on what I did and how my relationship was had to be good, because no outcome could be worse. And another time he said, you can't get any more evil. And how much do I beat up on myself about the fact that he's my son? A lot. And Peter Lanza came to these conversations with Solomon, just as much to ask questions of what happened as to answer them. He said, I want people to be afraid of the fact that this could happen to them. It took 6 months after the shootings for a sense of reality to settle on Peter. But he said, it's real. And it doesn't have to be understood to be real. And when asking Peter how he felt, he said, sad and unable to explain what happened. And I can't believe he's my son. And I try to put this behind me, and I can't.
So let's recap all of the items we've reviewed this hour. The Sandy Hook shooter's father being interviewed, number 10. The policy in our country toward marijuana usage, number 9. The recall at General Motors, number 8. CIA monitoring allegation, number 7. Edward Snowden appearing in America, number 6. Winter weather, global warming, number 5. The health care issue, number 4. Issue of the election in the Crimea, number 3. Aftermath of the CPAC convention, number 2. And the disappearance of the Malaysian Airlines flight, number 1, this week on our Talk Radio Countdown Show. Thanks for being here this hour on the Talk Radio Review, the Talk Radio Countdown Show on the air. The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob K. Sound.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before markets, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 per life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.